Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. This year should be a special schus. Rabbi Maroni Marazi Shiachiu, schus chayach of Fega, with Michal Vispasia, Dina Bracha by Sester Hadassah, Psochachal Yisrael. And this week's parasha, we read about Berachos Kohanim. So I'd like to discuss some inyanim that relate to Berachos Kohanim. And this is based on the Torah of Marino Hagoyin, Avraham Genachovsky, Zechet Sadik, Bekadosh, Bevracha. Berachos Kohanim is a chiyuv once a day. And there's only a chiyuv when he's called. And once he's already done it once, even if he's called, even if you say Kohanim, he's not chayiv. And if he's not Oyel Ladochen the first time they call him, and afterwards he goes up the second time when they call him, the question is he metaken the lav l'mafreya? It would appear that he's not metaken. The first time he didn't go up, so he was over a lot. Now, it's not a lot, it's an essay, but the question is, him attacking the essay. Bukhari wasn't, because the first time when he was called, he didn't go up, so that's it, he lost it. He was over in an essay. Now, if he was Oyel Ladochen, and they didn't call him, they didn't call out Kohanim. Before there's no Kiyum Mitzvah. And when they call him a second time, and he doesn't go up, so he's Mevatel the Mitzvah, because the first time he wasn't Mekayim the Mitzvah. But we see it's not like that. Because one Kohen you don't call, and still he makes the Bracha. So you see that it is a Kiyum Mitzvah, even without being called. And Minchas Chinuch brings in Shinayin Ches that there are those who say, Taz and Prichadosh, that a Kohen, Echad, even if they don't call him, if he doesn't bless the people, then he's Mevatel and Aseh. And that's a Tzarech Iyun. The Menchas Chinuch writes that Berachos Kohanim is like Tefillin. That the first time is a Chiyuv, and the second time is a Rishus. Once you're Chayav a day, and then afterwards you have Rishus to put it on again. According to that, if a person could be Menech Tefillin either 1 hour in one day, or half hour today and half hour tomorrow, he should be Menech on the 2 days. Because this way, he's Yotzei his Chiyuv each day. But it's not like that with Mezuzah. Mezuzah, the Chiyuv is every moment. And therefore, it doesn't matter. An hour today, half hour today, half hour tomorrow, it's the same thing. So the Chayra, you should put up the Mezuzah the first day for an hour, because of his reason. A Kohen, before he goes up to the Duchen, they ask him afterwards, he should be Mavarich b'minyan samuch she'en shem Kohen, u'birich b'minyan arishan. So what this Kohen does is, he goes up to do the duchen, the first in one minyan. And before he goes up, they ask him again to make the bracha in the second minyan. He makes the bracha in the first minyan. Should he say Asher Kedishanu the second time? Chayra, it's like a case of doing Bris Milah on twins. What do? We tell him to have a Hesach Hadas to distract himself in between the two, and then he can make a bracha on the second child. And so too, when he's shechting a number of behemoths, ayin b'shulchan aruch yaradei arei samachei sifhei, shach, sifkan tesvav, pischei tshuva, sifkan yud. So here also, so in other words, we tell the coin to be mesiach da, the shech to be mesiach das, then he can make a bracha on each animal. Here also, we tell the coin to be mesiach das, then he can make a bracha on both minyanim. They say in the name of the Chazon Ish that if you have twins, he can make a bracha a second time even without a Hesach Hadas. And maybe here also he can make a bracha a second time without a Hesach Hadas. And we say Maseches Megillah on Daf Chaf Zayin Amud Beis. The Talmidim asked Rav Elazar ben Shemua, "How are you Ma'arich Yomim?" He said, "I never duchened without a bracha." Rashi explains it's talking about the bracha before Berachas Kohanim. The Kohanim have to make a bracha. Duch Shem Hashem Ratzon V'Zvana Berachas Amayisrael Be'ahava. Shigeshanu Mishal Shalavim Zvana Berachas Amayisrael Be'ahava. The Kash is what's the chiddush of Rav Elazar ben Shemua? It's a chiyuv gamur. You have to make a bracha before Berachas Kohanim. So it's a big deal. We say in the Mishnah Trumas 1:6. So we see from this that you're not allowed to do a mitzvah without a bracha. And therefore an ilaim, a mute person shouldn't take truma, because you can't make a bracha, so you don't do a mitzvah without a bracha. So what's he being mishtabeach? What's he saying? Oh, merach the yamim, because I said a bracha before I took it. That's a big deal. How does that give merichas yamim? So we're not going to take roots in this kasha. Malch Shah answers that you might think that a kohen doesn't have to make a bracha, because the Iker Mitzvah is the Tavas and Shal Yisrael, Shal Tachal Berachot Hashem HaYisrael, Rani Avarchim. So the Kohen doesn't have to make a bracha. So Kamash Milan, then he made the bracha, and that's why he's such a big schos. Fractor of Moshe, Arachayim, Chelekim, Osimin Yitzayin, Nigrat Moshe, it's true. Rav Elazar ben Shemua tells us that he make a bracha, but how's the child to say that it's Husa Harich Yamin? After he tells us that you have to make a bracha, so we see it's a chiyuv. And once Zechiyub, so why is he Zechiyub to the Schar of Rechus Yamin? Special Schar, out of the ordinary, for doing something he's obligated to do in the first place. Similarly, the Turei Evin is Matari, it's there in Megillah. Maybe Mitchila lo tikkenu bracha koidim sis kapayim, but Zvin Shumur is Matakin. Because we find a lot of mitzvahs, you don't make a bracha, so he's Matakin to make a bracha. And he says, so we see a little bit from the Gemara and Sota, and Laman Aleph, Laman Tess, Laman Aleph. That's Rav Elazar Merech the Yamim. And then the Gemara says, Mayim Mevarech HaBrichas Kohanim. So it's mashmah that from Rav Elazar we learn that Nesis Kapayim requires a bracha. So the first teretz is, you might think you don't make a bracha. And that's why it's such a big, it's such great tzchus, because you made a bracha. Though you think you don't have to make a bracha, and again, Rav Moshe says so. But you see, you have to make a bracha, so what's the big deal? Terei Evin says, pshat is that he was attacking the bracha. The Meiri says Pshat is Meiri Megillah, that it's referring to what it says in Masechta Sota, that when he turns his face, he says, Ribono Lin was Sinamash Exarta Lin. That Rav Elazar ben Shemua was praising himself, Shemosif Bar Brachas. He would add on Brachas. That's why he's praising himself. He asks Hashem, he says, Hashem, we did what you asked, so do what you promised, Hashkifu Mon Kachcha Min HaShemayim, V'chom V'chule. So the reason he got a special Rechus Yamim is because he added Brachas. What he didn't have to do. The Ikris Moshe is Metaretz. The Rosh Hashemua was praising himself that this Bracha he made it on his own, and he didn't want to be yotzei with others, even though normally he could be yotzei brachos and mitzvahs with others. And we're going to have Ram and Kuf Chof Ches, and that brings from the Mabit. We've been a Sius Kapayim, we don't say one person makes a bracha, and the other people say Amen, and they're yotzei. Because they get mixed up. They all make their own bracha. And there were other people who didn't. They were yotzei by other people. Rosam and Shemua, when they saw him, they learned from him not to be yotzei with other people, to make the bracha on their own. Since he has a special schus of making bracha on his own and teaching other people that in this context, you should make the bracha on your own. So that's why you get a special schar b'richus yam. Maybe we can give another teretz, says Rabbeinu Zatzal. At the Yish Lachkor, what's the din? Kishamra Kohanim. A Kohen Chayav Lalos. So they call that Kohanim. Kohanim have to go up. But he's only going to get there after Brichas HaMitzvahs. What should he do? We say he should be Oyel L'duchim without Brichas HaMitzvahs? Or we say no. Shouldn't go up. In Mevatel HaMitzvahs say. So it would appear that he's Chayav to go up. Because an Elaim who doesn't take off Truma because he doesn't make a bracha, is he Pati Mekol and Mitzvah? No, he puts on tefillin, eats matzah. So better do a mitzvah without a bracha than not do the mitzvah at all. So Elazar ben Shimon was saying, it never happened. I was always zaris, I always got there in time for the bracha. So, this week's parasha, we also talk about Nezirus. The Rambam writes, Perek Dal, Mechon Nezirus, Halacha Yud. Misha Arayin Yazi, Yom Echad, Lefnei Misasi, Reza Azul Ish, Tisiyayin, Ali Tamil, Legalayach, Laila. Tachashin, Hashem, Yom Eslamach, Venim Tzay, Yom Nazir. So if someone says, I'm a Nazir today, I'm a Nazir one day before I die, he's never allowed to drink wine again, he's never allowed to become Tamei Meis, he's never allowed to shave. Because Rechoshesh, that he might die tomorrow. And therefore today is a Nazir. So every day Rechoshesh is going to die tomorrow. The Meila, he's always asking to do things that Nazirim do. For example, in Chas Chinuch, we pass in Ein Nazir's Pchus Milamed Yom. So if he says, Hareini Nazir Yom Echad, he's a Nazir for 30 days. And if so, it shouldn't be Cha. Because just like he only, the person says that Arani Nazir only Menachartzen, only from part of the grape. According to Reb Shimon, it's not Chal on the other part, so it's not Chal Menachartzen. Nazir Gimlam and Beis. So here also, it's not Chal less than 30 days, not Chal at all. So we're going to be a Nazir one day before I die. It shouldn't be Chal, it's less than 30 days. And for the Menachas Chinuch, the Din of Nazir is Pusim Lamed Yoim. Rakshi Yechol Lispashit, doesn't Lispashit Lamed Yom. Abloicha Dene Yechol Lispashit, does Yechol Rak Liyam Echot. If the Naziris could go for 30 days, so it has to go for 30 days. But in our case, it can't. By definition, a day before he dies, so the Mela, it can go, it can be Chal for one day. If Naziris can go for 30 days, it has to go minimally 30 days. Here it can't, Mela goes for one day at all, for one day alone. There are a lot of achronim who discussed this in Minchas Chinuch. Ishlahaktim lekasa b'tshuvas harashba shan nishba shalush l'siyayin. Let's say somebody's nishba, he's not going to drink wine, and then he's makabel naziris, and naziris isn't chal. Because this is naziris, isn't chal in the Yisroshua. Bor in Shulchan Aruch, Reish Tetzvav Sifei. Frekni abnei miluim in the tshuvas and simen tetzvav, the naziris should be chal b'kola. Why? Because kol means it's chal and other things, so it should be chal in this as well. So Nazir is, he's also b'tikalachas tum and yayin. And he only made a shvua on yayin. So it should be chal b'kol, since it's chal in the other things, it's chal in this as well. So why is he nechayv al tzniziris? Answers the Rashba, answers the Avnei Miluim, that it's shem was chalukim. Tikalachas and tumar are lavim b'fnei atzman. And Yain is a lot b'fnei atzmo, and therefore, it's not Shem Echad, it's not Chal. They don't say it's Chal or B'kolo. Because these are Shemus Chalukim. Minchas Chinuch is Metaritz. The din of the Kolo, Raki Yisr, HaKolo, Havim, Matzi, Chayel, Rapei, Napshe. You only have a din of Kolo if what's included, what's added on, can be chal independently. Migu de chal ahai, chal ahai. Since it's chal on X, it's also chal on Y. Couldn't be chal on Y, but since it's also added in X, since chal on X, chal on Y. But if X can't be done independently, abe nafshe, it's not shaykh chola. Since it's chal on X, it's chal on Y, but it won't be chal independently on X. You can't say it's chal on X, therefore it's chal on Y. So here in our case, it's not chal on the alone, just on tiglacha and sintuma. Because ain't aziris lechatzoin. Never then aziris isn't chal at all. Yeah, the kash of the Avnei Miluim, the Nazir should be chal b'kolel when he's nishbashel shlos yayin, and then he's makabel Nazirus. And his teretz says no, the Shem was chalukim, therefore it's not chal b'kolel. And the Mechatz Chinuch says because they're not chal independently, it's not chal b'kolel.